preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
One of the local community events on the WGXC community calendar is the Toolshed Exchange Tool Library Grand Opening Event. Sunday, June 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. behind Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The Toolshed Exchange is a tool lending library that will provide Hudson area residents access to a variety of tools and trainings. The opening event features a ribbon cutting with Mayor Kamal Johnson and tool demonstrations and live music by Brass Kill. It's all from 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday, June 20th outside of Basilica Hudson for the Toolshed Exchange Tool Library Grand Opening, so turn out and find out more information about any event like this in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sherry and Dave Bolivice of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You've tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything in this report. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that New York Republicans will hold a June 28th informal vote in Albany that might pick their nominee for governor and avoid a primary election in 2022. Long Island Representative Lee Zeldin seems the likely choice, according to New York's Republican leader Nick Langworthy. Quote, Lee Zeldin has established himself as a frontrunner pretty clearly because he has amassed a lot of support and has raised a lot of funds, but we'll see where that takes us, unquote, Langworthy said June 17th. Westchester Republican Rob Astorino, who also wants to be governor, told the Times Union the process to get behind a candidate is, quote, too early. It would have been better for all the candidates to go around the state this summer and into the fall and see all of the county committees and campaign, unquote, said Astorino, who was also a candidate for governor in 2014. Quote, I think that's what most candidates expected would happen, but so for me, it's not really not going to change anything, unquote. Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, and Lewis County Sheriff Michael P. Carpinelli have also announced they are running to be the Republican nominee for governor. The last time a Republican won the New York governor's election was George Pataki in 2002, when Democrats held a 2.1 million enrollment advantage over Republicans. As of February, Democrats now hold a 3.8 million advantage, according to the New York Board of Elections. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County legislators have permanently banned any questions about previous criminal convictions on county employment applications. The 2014 executive order banning such questions on applications was adopted unanimously and without discussion this week in Ulster County. County officials can still ask questions and conduct criminal background checks of job applicants, but only if the hiring process moves beyond the initial interview. If Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan signs the measure, the prohibition can only be lifted by a majority vote of the county legislature. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And Reed Wilson at The Hill reports that on June 16th, the Connecticut state voted to become the 18th state to allow residents to use recreational cannabis. Pennsylvania is now New York's only neighboring state that has not legalized cannabis. New York legalized cannabis April 1st, but sales won't begin for a year or two. Governor Ned Lamont, a Democrat, says he will sign the bill. He had earlier threatened to veto a different version of the bill that did not address equity in recovering from the decades-long war on drugs. Quote, marginalized communities have disproportionately suffered for decades because of the discriminatory enforcement of marijuana laws in Connecticut. This bill is a step toward addressing that shameful legacy, and it will provide long-needed relief to communities that have historically experienced the collateral consequences of prohibition, unquote, said Carly Wolf, the state policies manager at the pro-cannabis legislation group Normal. If Lamont signs the bill, cannabis will be legal in Connecticut July 1st. The sales are a year or two away. Read more about the story at the Hill website, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Scattered showers, then isolated showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Saturday night. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Support comes from
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United
by
Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music, Jutus, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
public radio.
.com.
United provides just another way.
National Business Radio is rising.
National Public Radio.
National Business Radio.
Comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music,
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way.
National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio. .com.
Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inc. to Me. That's Inc. to Me. Scaling.
National Public Radio.
And INKTOMI.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.com.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio. Should be .com.
Public Radio.com.
Soil Amendments and Mulches.com.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public Radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Thank you.
That was the song Distance of Sleep from Bill Orcutt and Ithaca-based drummer Chris Corsano from their 2021 album Made Out of Sound.
Number 9, number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
With spineless scales. With pyramidal whorls. The crown is open. Disintegrate when mature. Twisted and dwarfed in exposed locations. They do not disintegrate. Pines form pure stands.
That was Rambutan, which is Eric Hardiman's project. He lives in Del Mar, and during the pandemic, gathered all kinds of audio sounds from different musicians and put them together for this album, Parallel Systems. This track, System 3, that we just heard, featured Jeff Barsky, Ewan Curry, Columbia County's Karen Schomer, and Frank Ball. That's a 2021 release from Rambutan.
Number
8.
Thank you.
That was the song Resist from the 2021 album Let the Free Be Men. Portugal's Rodrigo Amado, Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee, Ithaca's Chris Corsano, and Kent Kessler. McPhee from Poughkeepsie plays the pocket trumpet, soprano saxophone, and PVC pipe on the album. Amado is on tenor sax, Kessler's on double bass, and Chris Corsano plays the drums.
Number seven.
Here is Jaded Azarides, Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and Minutemen bassist Mike Watt, which with the song Yes Here from their 2021 album Forthright.
A woman's nest is anger. A woman's love is anger. A woman's nest is anger. The street is lined with buildings I can't enter. Each house a petty crime or ill-advised plot. A way station between having and not having. A woman's lust is anger. A woman's touch is anger. A woman's lust is anger. After a while, the scenery repeats itself. Same buildings, but vaguely different. A sign stripped off to reveal an older one underneath. Furniture dumped on the sidewalk. A woman's home is anger. A woman's egg is anger. A woman's home is anger. I pass a warehouse with dirty white siding in unbroken strips facing the street. Not a single door or window. Now an orange streetlight flickers. A woman's nest is anger. A woman's love is anger. A woman's nest is anger. Now a utility pole buzzes. Anger. Now it starts to snow.
Number six.
Jason Martin is a musician that lives in Troy, New York, and used to be a member of Hudson's Bunny Brains. In 2009, he recorded an album in a cabin near the Great Sacadanga Lake in upstate New York called Adirondack Power and Light, and it's been released in 2021 by Specific Recordings and includes this track called Henry Hudson.
Thank you.
Number five.
That was Butumba, a 2021 single from Montparnasse Musique and Mumbanga Star on the radio at WGXC.
Number
4. Oh,
That was Modor Maktor with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victim 2020 album.
Number three.
From 2021, that's the song Futurism from Helado Negro on the radio at WGXC.
Number two.
the 2021 album Skirlage. That was the song Preston Melodics from Uzique.
Number one.
That was Ben Chasney, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021. Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXE 10th Anniversary Show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go into it is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propagate you up. It's
90.7 FM.
Akron, yeah. Hudson, Catskill. And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music, which people don't have such a problem with that because they have this visual thing with a book, with words, and then visualization of experiences. This is different. You are being asked to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening, listen for listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and teach that part, the theme, story. It's a skill. It really is a skill, and you just are invited to enrich your trust to hear. Hear sound, voice, or elders. But to be around and to hear people, they are awesome. They're like amazing. And I do think it is an art form for the future because it's just not appreciated.
When I meet back where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered